But here we have to look at ourselves, not to look at somebody else and make theory of out of your observation, but you look into your own self. Since nobody except you are available to do this business, dark inside, mind state is dark in its blindness. Physically, only when sun, moon shine on your body, skin appear as little white or black or yellowish. Inside of it is really dark, bloody. It seems nothing else in it but something, this fleshy, bloody. Don't know which direction this energy is directed. Over many thousand years, we have established some knowledge of as a member of human condition, but it is simply relative knowledge. We don't have quite final knowledge what we are, what this human being is. Always open the question into the future. Human could be this way. Human next centuries, the human could be this way, instead of killing monsters. Come together every morning and sit very unusual activity, even as a school activity. It is very unusual, exceptional activity. As I said, each individual human being, except fully enlightened ones among you, most of us are utterly blind, don't know other people almost at all. We don't know about ourselves almost at all. Very strange existence. And when flash of knowledge comes to you and everything seems crystal clear, now you say, I am knowledge. start to teach people about it. A few years later, you discover it wasn't quite final knowledge, you know. We don't know where we come from in the first place. We don't know when and where we are going. Those should be covered. Sometimes I think that way. Maybe we shouldn't know those things. And just feel hungry sometime and go to field and pick food, or chase the fish in the some animals in the mountain and eat them. Without preparing ourselves to even expect to awakening of a bodhisattva, it's almost absurd to get into that state while I'm not ready. But awakening takes place, and most of us freak out, don't know what to do with it. End up going to mental hospital or something and given doses of tranquilizer or something. We have a very big problem in this area. There is no person to really speak about your experience. You're even embarrassed to speak about it. Most of you have a diary, secret diary, in which your secret achievement is all written down. Nobody can see it. Only very close person you can share a little part of it. Those things have your achievement of your understanding up to today has a long, long history. It goes way beyond your one life, many lives before you. It's just like your heartbeat. You think heartbeat started from some time ago, like 10 years, 50 years, 70 years ago. That's why we are not sure. No, it must be continuing way before you have arrived here. This beat of heart didn't come from so-called it nothing. Nothing creates anything. Something was going on so that your beings appeared. Biologically, you have endless beginning. We don't know when, so we say endless, beginningless. First, Zazen instruction, meditation instruction, we were told posture, physical posture, and breath, and mind. All these sits, mind sits, as body sits, as breathing sits. We don't know which comes first. Any of those can come first. Usually, mind sits first, and then breathing starts. And then you find, finally, driving, and it will become tense when you come into this room. And then, finally, body get relaxed about 10 minutes after you sit. All those times, mind is trying to take place of original state mind wish to be. We tend to start with visible part first. And invisible later on. That is, we spoke body, mind. Body goes first, breath goes next, and finally something called mind. You scream that my mind cannot sit. What shall I do? It's none of my business. But you feel that it has to be controlled and sit. Mind has to sit as body sits. Is it truly so? We don't know. You don't know. Impossible. There are a lot of discussion about how to sit in meditation, about posture, about breath, about how to observe your own mind, state of your mind. It is just the exercise, or is this something more? Think about when you are a little fish-like existence in your mother's womb. That shows ancient history of you, or our human existence, way before human took human shape. There was a little dynamic going on, powerful life manifestation. Looks like small, like a molecule state, but background of that phenomena, setup of that existence, as a unity of being and non-being. Non-being means place, time, place where matter can be existing. The reason why such being has caused to exist, the cause and reasons and the purpose of that existence appearing. About 2 years old, 2.5 years old, this individual existence among all existence start to say, what is this? Who am I? Amazing to discover there is a way to move around. You can go close to whatever you wish to be or you wish to have. Mind reach to it first, and then body follow close to it, and finally confirm it was what you have been searching. We might talk about, discuss about what does it mean by being enlightened. It is something to do with your going back to what you actually are. It's not like what you become as an ideal. It's not someday or somewhere from this place, from what you are. And sitting in meditation, sitting, being as who you are, is something to do with this facing to your own true figure, not made up or taught or wish to be. Any question until this? A very pointless talk.
How does compassion come out of emptiness?
Compassion sounds very fancy, no, but it's just the sound of word. No, out of compassion, you do this. If you say that, no one can say it's no good. Very fancy stuff. I don't know. Tell the truth. I know it is something fancy. It relates with this deep, painful knowledge of selflessness. Now you are out of job, so to speak. you don't benefit. If there is a speck of beneficial mind attached to energy, it cannot be compassionate. It becomes some kind of negotiation with intense, how can I say, promise or something. Compassionate mind is a very foolish mind in one way. It just drains your energy, years of work, and you feel you are stupid doing that. And yet you cannot help it. You have to do it. It's an inner demand. Even if it's not beneficial at all, you do it. Sitting is the best example. It's a compassionate deed in the first place, because you don't know you're going to make thousands or $2 million by this sitting. It may be, but you don't care about it. Most precious time you sleep in sitting, no. Very bad. It is not the answer. I don't know about it. We discuss about it, think about it.
I had a practical question. I'm also looking at the patient.
about
the meditation walking.
Hi. This is called Vajra Mudra, Kongo Ken. Vajra Mudra. Your thumb. This is human being, this being. And Ashura, no? And last one is hero being, so to speak, thirsty being, and animals, Ashura, human, and this one is heaven. Arhat, how does it go? Shurabaka, heaven, and what it goes? Shurabaka, Pratyeka Buddha, Shurabaka, these are Arhats, and Bodhisattva, and the last one is Buddha. And when you sit in lotus position, all four fingers touch, and Buddha hand support human hand in the palm like this, and second knuckles touch together, and then it close to your body, and Buddha hand, Buddha finger, and human finger touch it, their tips, and electric impulses go between this, like a spark of energy. If you completely touch, even you press them, you feel mudra disappear. Whole thing become a part of your body. When your tip of your thumb start to separate, you don't feel that feeling. There is a place you start to feel the electric pulses start to, before you touch it. This is when you sit, your mudra go in front of your belly, and center of your hara, which is about 2 inches below, 4 fingers below your neck. That is where center of this mudra take place.